Senator Kelly, Senator Elias, and Senator Rohde. Before us today is Senate Joint Resolution Number 32 relating to a celebration of the 250th anniversary of the Russian discovery of Alaska. Is there any testimony on this bill?
Yes, there is.
Rose, do you have any?
Well, I'll make a short testimony, Mr. President. Mr. Chairman, at the luncheon yesterday at the governor's mansion between selected legislators, the governor, and the Soviet delegation that was in town, Senator Szymanski suggested this as a celebration, and it was very warmly received by the governor of Magadan, and he thought it was an excellent idea that should be pursued, and so that's the reason we're on the fast track, and we'd like to have this passed both bodies and in the hand of the governor of Magadan before he takes off from Anchorage tomorrow to return home.
Any other comments?
I get a little uncomfortable when you say, per se, that this whoever it might be, discovered Alaska, as I know damn well, there are people here long before that event.
We discussed that. It's actually a...
It's sort of degrading to some people who live in Alaska when you recognize that. So somebody came into the scene, and here we are, we got thousands of people living in Alaska.
Didn't they say European?
Well, it also says... that's when the Russians discovered Alaska. All right, they discovered them, but...
Russians discovered it for the Western world.
For themselves. No, they were. That's the first time they knew it was here, but it existed long before that with people who were, you know, had a society going in Alaska.
Senator, if I may, that's actually a topic that we sort of thought about just in the brief time we had before the break. And I believe the resolution is specific that this is the Russian discovery. I think it's fair to say that many people have discovered Alaska over the course of its history. And
right.
This is speaking strictly to the Russian discovery.
Yeah, I recognize that.
Here, the same question arises with regard to Columbus's discovery of America. But we'll leave those debates.
Lee Erickson was here long before Columbus.
Well, Senator Kelly and myself might maintain that there were certain Irish voyagers who were here as well. But again, we'll leave that debate for the historians.
Yeah, I just have one other question. As long as it's
you have the, floor.
It says here that. Whereas this event, undertaken through the sponsorship by the Russian government, marks the beginning of Alaska's recorded history. Is that a fact or is not? I don't know. Is that the beginning of recorded history?
Yes, sir.
I know the Klinkas didn't have a way of writing, but maybe some other...
Rose, you have the floor.
Thank you. In history, we usually feel that recorded history is something that was written in some kind of a script or language as such. The natives have their own way of keeping their history alive through legends and storytelling, and so we say the difference is recorded history is the European non-native or non-Indian way of keeping track of our histories, and so we kind of separate the two in that way. And this was a concern of mine as well as all historians of Alaska, especially, that we are very conscious that, you know, we did not discover these people and say, gee, now do you know you live here? This is our first input, our first touching of the New World or Alaska by the non-native. And a lot of my writings use the non-native so that our native fellows realize that we're not trying to step on their toes, as it were.
Good. I'm comfortable with that.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much, Rose.
Okay. Is there anything else that you need for this? I have a map showing the area. Might as well show it to you. This is done by the Forest Service. They did this 10 years ago, and we hope that they will, or not 10 years ago, but in 1981, as 240 years. It shows some of the information from Stellar's journals. The information, Stellar was the one that kept the journals of the Bering Voyage in detail. If you have a chance, this tells it precisely, is the first actual translation from Stellar's journals. And so this is where we have gotten our information and such. So I can leave the map. Again, the information is all here for you. If you have any other questions, I'd be glad to answer them for you.
Great.
Thank you,
Rose.
Stellar had the good sense to land in my district.
He must have been off course.
He was lost in the fog, probably. Senator Kelly, do you have a motion on this?
I would move the calendar SJR 32 at the
chair's discretion. As you know, consent.
Any objection? Ms. Harry Gunn?
Mr. Chairman, if we could also get a motion to recommend a due pass, because we're also being a hearing as well as a calendar.
I'll be a due pass.
Your motion was then, Senator Kelly, to pass the bill from the committee and the calendar?
At the chair's discretion.
Okay. Any objection? Hearing none, the bill is passed from committee and is set for calendar.